Sam Brinton helped create school policy keeping child transitions from parents. By Brecken F. Teese on December 15, 2022. Former federal official Sam Brinton, who was fired from his post for allegedly stealing luggage twice and who considers himself non-binary, helped create a school policy aimed at deceiving unaffirming parents of gender-confused children. The policy instructs school officials not to tell parents of potentially suicidal children about changes to their mental health regarding gender transitions or sexual orientation, saying, "Great sensitivity needs to be taken in what information is communicated to unaffirming parents." Brinton, who may be facing significant prison time due to theft accusations, worked in President Joe Biden's Department of Energy and previously worked at the Trevor Project, an organization that encourages children to pursue gender transitions. In his role at the Trevor Project, Brinton helped write the model school district policy on suicide prevention to make schools LGBTQ competent. The model policy outwardly instructs school districts to withhold key mental health information from parents. When a parent is notified of perceived suicide risk or an attempt, it is essential that the school maintain student confidentiality related to personal information such as sexual orientation or gender identity, especially when the student has not already disclosed to the parent or guardian and does not want it shared, it says. Information shared should be restricted to the perceived risk of suicide or facts of the attempt. Disclosing a student's sexual orientation or gender identity without their explicit consent can in some cases endanger the student and at a minimum will impair the rapport developed with the professional. It continues, making the argument that government officials are more suited to make decisions about a child's health than the child's parents. Through discussion with the student, the principal or school-employed mental health professional will assess whether there is further risk of harm due to parent or guardian notification. If the principal, designee, or mental health professional believes, in their professional capacity, that contacting the parent or guardian would endanger the health or well-being of the student, they may delay such contact as appropriate, it adds. While parents and guardians need to be informed and actively involved in decisions regarding the student's welfare, the school mental health professional should ensure that the parent's actions are in the best interest of the student. For example, when a student is LGBTQ and living in an unaffirming household, the policy reads, "Recent research shows that LGBTQ youth who are rejected by their parents are at a much higher risk of depression, suicide, illegal drug use, and unprotected sexual practices." It says, appearing to make the medically controversial argument that non-affirmation increases the risk of suicide. As Breitbart News has reported, parents are often bullied by doctors into affirming their child's gender confusion, being asked things like, "Would you rather have a dead son or an alive daughter?" In the case of parents who have exhibited rejecting behaviors, great sensitivity needs to be taken in what information is communicated with parents, the policy continues. Additionally, when referring students to out-of-school resources, it is important to connect LGBTQ students with LGBTQ-affirming local health and mental health service providers. As Breitbart News reported, child gender transition affirmation has been deemed by many European countries as a dangerous practice. Doctors in the United Kingdom are restricting mutilation procedures and prescription of puberty blockers and other drugs as there exists scarce and inconclusive evidence to support clinical decision-making. The NHS England report even warned against social transition, changing names, pronouns, and wearing clothes associated with the opposite sex, saying that such actions are not neutral and in fact have significant effects on psychological functioning. Sweden's National Board of Health and Welfare and Finland's Council for Choices in Healthcare recommend strict limitations on the use of hormone treatments for children. Finland's council also strongly recommends against any surgical intervention. Further, France's National Academy of Medicine cautions against such medical interventions for minors and points to epidemic-like increases in gender dysphoria cases among children.